keep seeing these posts and they're cute. Like, I get it. I understand. And I relate to it to a point because, like, I'm dating to find my person. I'm not dating to find another parent for my child. And my kids have a dad. They don't need another one.
It's officially stepdaddy season. Yeah, what up? I got the car seat in the back. Let's go to the park.
But at the same time, if you don't have the capabilities, like, you don't have the character of a parent and especially the desire to be one, I don't want you.
Thank you, Jesus!
Right, because you're looking for another parent. If it gets serious and you guys get married, he's going to be a stepfather. He's going to be another parent. It don't matter what you're looking for. Stop trying to flip it and reframe it to where you don't seem as bad for being a single mom. You can't reword it. You can't reframe it. It is what it is. But now she got to make it seem like she's the one rejecting these guys and they're not rejecting her. Yeah, okay, man.
Right.
And I especially don't want you in my kids' life. My kids are with me all the time.
Right.
Like, this is my lifestyle. I'm a mom. You're going to have to be a role model.
I don't want to be that guy.
That sounds like a fun idea. I should go do that. No.
Well, I pity the fools who do that.
You don't get any of that, you dirty whore.
But I thought you weren't looking for a parent. Why do we gotta be a role model? I thought he didn't need a daddy. So by your logic, he should be able to be a scumbag, and if you like him, that's all that matter. And he can get his role model from his real dad. They just don't make sense when they talk. No decent guy who has self-respect and options is gonna date a single mom, and that's the guy that all these women want. A guy who has options, but he picked her.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it, never gonna get it, never get it.
The type of guy who will settle for a single mom is usually the type of guy that can get walked all over. And we know women don't want that. But that's what you're left with. So either settle with that, or just be single with your kid, or get back with your baby daddy. Those are your options.
This is what's going to happen. It's inevitable. You will be in their life if you are dating me. Like, I will be damned if I ever let somebody around my children that don't want that for themselves.
It's not a prize to be around your children. I hate when they make it seem like, yeah, you got to work your way in before you can get the privilege to meet my, you know, random child. We don't want to meet your random child. We don't see that as a prize or a goal to work towards. If that's a goal you're working towards as a man, you went wrong somewhere. I'm still putting in my work so I can meet little Johnny, another dude kid. Like, no.
That don't want this lifestyle for themselves. My kids are not going to be surrounded by something like that. And especially the types of people that say, oh yeah, I can do it, you know, whatever. But they resent it and they show that resentment on you or that resentment on your kids. That will not be my children's lives. So if you are not fully capable and fully ready to be in my life and my children's lives, it's literally never going to work.
Great!
Even though I got my own CD.
I think they're okay with that. You're not in a position of power of dictating anything as a single mother in the dating market. You're in a position where you need to be doing anything you can to snag a man who halfway decent.
You have to want it. If you don't, then do not interrupt our lives. Kindly go away.
Or, here's another idea that's going to be very controversial. You could shut the f*** up.
The males get very upset when I reminded them that they are born at the wall and women are always desired at any age. So they come back with their BS. Oh, well, we don't desire you for more than sex. Let me remind you of who you are. Right now, as we speak, there are men buying toenail clippings, armpit shavings.
Okay, we're not going to act like that's the average guy because it's not. Nice try.
Nice try.
There's always going to be those anomalies of weirdo guys. Yeah, women can always be desired by somebody, but not the guys that they respect and want. Women don't care about a bunch of short, ugly, so-called losers being in their inbox, desiring them. They don't even count that, but they try to count it when they're making a stupid point.
How convenient is that? Wow, how convenient is fucking that?
The type of Chads you want will not want you after 30 usually. Not for more than a night. You won't even be able to get a 2-month fling with Chad after 30. A night at best. And it'll keep getting worse as you age.
There are men paying women to text them, to talk to them on their phone, to step on them. There are men who pay me to come and clean my house.
I will never understand how someone can tell so many lies and never feel bad about it.
And there are 60-year-old women who have men come and clean their house, okay? As in the man cleans and the man pays.
Nobody is gonna respect him. Everybody's Warren's about, yeah, you know, he just.
So are you trying to say these women are winning in life and wonderful people and so happy to have these crazy, ridiculous situations? Their whole life is trying to project high value. There's no character or integrity in that.
Men are begging for intimacy. Men are begging to talk to women. Men are begging for commitment.
I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
And women are begging Chad for more than just slong, and they're not getting it. You're in the same boat. You can get one night intimacy from the guys you respect, but you can't get anything more than that because they don't care about you other than using your body.
That was the only value that she had in it. That's why.
And you're trying to say that's a flex? Make it make sense.
To get down on their knee to ask a woman to marry them, no matter how rich they are. Okay, so remember who you are and start earning women's attention or you will die alone.
I think most guys are becoming okay with that, especially if women like you are the options.
Boom. Roasted.
I just drove 6 hours to see my best friend, who I haven't seen in a year. And I knew that when I get to her house, she wouldn't be home. So now here I am in her house, and I show up to this. She has surprised me with my favorite snacks. Like, why would I settle for someone that doesn't even know my middle name when my friends are leaving me notes? A couple weeks ago, I was sad, and my other friend showed up to my house with Starbucks, with my Starbucks order.
Well, why don't you screw your friends? Since they're so great, be in a relationship with them. I mean, that's probably what was going to happen anyway. By the time you're on the internet calling men dusties, yeah, you've been ruined for a relationship, a serious relationship, a long time ago. So y'all keep being there for each other. Y'all might as well just move in, since y'all are probably never going to get men. A lot of you women these days are never going to get a man. So yeah, get real comfy with the coochie. Y'all can write each other notes, buy each other snacks. It's going to be great. It's going to be a female utopia. See, that's a lot of you women's problem. You want men to be women. You want a man to think like a woman and do little sweet, thoughtful things that a woman would think of. Men show our love in different ways, not writing you a little note with some snacks by it.
I know it's not rocket science, but it seems like it's pretty difficult for you to figure out.
I didn't tell my friend my Starbucks order. She knew. And she remembered from the last time we went to Starbucks together. Like, my friends give me princess treatment. So make it make sense on why I would settle for anything less from a partner.
Run away, run away.
Let's be honest, you want princess treatment from a motherfucker that look like Zac Efron. And honestly, even if you got it from a dude that looked like that, you get bored with it and probably leave him or cheat on him. Because then it would be too easy and too soft and too beta. You're used to getting treated like trash by Chad, so just stay on that path. Well, honestly, you're going to be stuck on that path. I just don't want you to ruin a good dude's life, thinking you're something worthwhile. So you can get online and talk about how trash he is anytime you make a mistake or do something wrong.
Guy comes in early. He beats the girl there. So he goes in and gets himself something. The girl gets there, then gets herself something, and then sits with the guy. It's really interesting because I have guy friends that even early stages of being my friend, if they would beat me somewhere like a coffee shop, they would ask me for my order and have it ready for me. And
those were blue pill friend zone chumps that were trying to, you know, do anything they could to get out the friend zone.
Yes, I'm a simp.
Big difference between that and a dude who pulled chicks and it's just another one he going on a date with. The effort gonna be different. It's just ironic. The guys that women value the most are the ones who are least likely to value them and do little sweet things for them.
They're just platonic friends. So if you're on a first date, the least you could do is buy her a cup of coffee. Like, cause you beat her there already, dude. Like, and this is why, personally, I would rather remain single than tolerate this kind of stuff. Because if my guy friends treat me better than somebody who's trying to date me,
then maybe you should date one of your guy friends. But you know you ain't gonna do that, right?
And if you were to get a guy who's perfect for you on every level and you knew with 0% chance of him cheating on you, there you go, she just said it. Yeah.
If your guy friends treat you so great, why don't you pick the cutest one and make him your boyfriend? Because you're not attracted to good treatment. Because if you were so attracted to the way they're treating you, you wouldn't be talking about going on dates with other guys. Makes sense, don't it?
He's out of line, but he's right.
These days, women need to feel lucky that they even got a date. Especially when they used to get Netflixed and chilled. Y'all need to start looking at the bare minimum as extraordinary. Considering how unbearable and intolerable you are these days.
My man.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.